Hey guys, welcome back to another video. Welcome back to the podcast, the YouTubes, or wherever in the world that you're listening or watching this. When I was in the military, you know, if I'm going back to the invasion, you know, the invasion of Iraq, what was everybody worried about? You invade a country, you're not worried about the old people, you're not worried about the kids. And some of you that follow this, you know, follow along the podcast and, you know, my channels have heard me speak to this a bunch, right? But if we want to go into a country and we want to take it over, and this goes into our country as well, I'm not going to worry about the elderly. I'm not going to worry about kids. I'm going to worry about the men. So what would I want to do if I wanted to take over a country and not fire a single shot, right? I'd want to demasculate them. I'd want to distract them. I'd want them to, I would create an environment to where, you know, their masculinity is in question. Masculinity is bad. It's toxic. I would distract them with vices, with alcohol and pornography and tobacco and drugs. I would put a system in place to where they can't get ahead, to where they're just hand to mouth. And then I would feed them garbage food to make them slow and fat and overweight and unhealthy and, you know, low libido and low energy, lower their testosterone so their aggression isn't. Anyways, you kind of see where I'm going with and how easy it would be to just take over a country when the men in that country are just docile, distracted, and weak. I don't know about you, but I don't like that plan. And it has been become my mission over this last several years to correct that trajectory and to put us back on track. That is my personal mission to humanity is to just make men fucking awesome again. Right. And to not, and I have empathy to where men are at and where they get themselves, but I don't tolerate any excuses. So anyways, guys, welcome to the video. Hit that subscribe button. Follow along with the podcast, wherever you're doing. Get those notifications. So I'm going to talk about the four essential things that men must embrace to elevate their lives. And drum roll, some of you guys will probably know where this is heading. But it's some simple shit, man. It really is some simple stuff that we have to start doing as men and taking responsibility in our lives if we want to change this. And I challenge you, and then I promise you, if you do those four things for 30 days, in 30 days, you're going to look back and go, wow, look what I've done. Look at the quality of my life. So the first one thing is upholding your physical health and fitness. Fitness is a gateway drug. It boosts your confidence. It levels out your hormones. It does all these different things, man. Like if I take a fat guy, there's some unicorns out there, but typically if I take a fat guy, put him on stage with 500 people watching and tell him to take his shirt off and then deliver the same message or sales message or deliver a keynote or have him talk about his life, he's going to be uncomfortable. He's going to be ashamed. Now you take somebody like myself or Mario over here, and I say, all right, Mario, pop that top. We don't give a fuck. And I'm going to deliver the same shit. I might even more with more intensity, matter of fact. Mm-hmm. Now I'm flexing, right? I'm like flexing my abs and everything. But the reality is this. A fit man is a confident man. A fit man is the disciplined man. So not only does it do all the other things underlying, but it is a gateway drug to success, because when you start having discipline there, and it starts to bleed over into other areas. And one of the books, one of my favorite books, there's a quote in it, says, as you evolve, everything else evolves around you. So when you are hitting the gym consistently, regardless of not making excuses, when your wife is hitting the gym consistently and not making excuses and having boundaries and carving out that time, and you guys work together and carve that, make it freaking happen like so many other ones do. You get active, you go outside, you go on hikes, you're not, you know, stuck on the boob tube, You're taking your family out and you're enjoying life outside of the home and outside of four walls in your cave. Everything changes. Your perception of the world starts to change because you realize how much hard work it takes, how much sacrifice it takes, how much restriction it takes. And that will bleed over into other areas of your life. So get freaking fit, man. Get jacked. Get ripped. Eat better. They're feeding you garbage. Eat whole foods. All right. Number two, a freaking clear, defined vision and purpose for your life. And I mean so crystal clear. Most people are flying by the seat of their pants. You need to have a vision so clear of what does the car look like that I want? What is the color? Go online, you know, build your dream car out, print that shit out and put it on a board somewhere. You got to stare at it. What does your house look like? What does your bank account look like? What does the relationship with your wife look like? What does it look like, smell like, sound like? What is your relationship with your kids look like? Everything should be so crystal clear in your mind that you write it down, you put a vision board together so that you know exactly what you're going with. You know exactly what you're going to do. You have a vision and the direction for your life and the purpose for getting there. And then what you do is you take that goal and you back plan from there. Like we talk about in the Agogi, we do my 90-day operational plan. You get in there and you go, okay, I'm going to be here. If it's a weight thing, if it's a money thing, whatever it is, I'm going to be here in 90 days. So what does that mean I got to do by every month? What does that mean I got to do by every week? And what does that mean I got to do by every day? And then what happens is you find yourself with a routine, with a bite-offable day. You're not trying to lose 10 pounds and make $1 million in one day. No, I'm trying to lose 0.33, or maybe I just need to make $166 a day or save $166 today. But you don't know until you get to that, you have that clear vision of where you're going, and then you back plan from there and you create phase lines and you create the plan. And then you just chip away at it every single day. But if you don't know where you're going, you're just flying by the seat of your pants and you're not really going anywhere. A man with a clear purpose is unstoppable. Clear, defined vision. So that's number two. Number three. Motherfucker, we don't know it all. We don't. And this idea that learning stops at college is just ridiculous. If you haven't gone listen to the podcast with my man and good friend, Matt Bardue, he runs Apogee Academy for Young Men. Highly suggest looking at that podcast. Mario, do you remember what that number is? You should have these like off the top of your head.
Shoot. No, I'll have to look it up.
60-something.
Yeah, it's around the 60s.
I'm gonna say the 60s. It's about education. Anyways, this idea that learning stops after college or after high school is just ridiculous. As men, we should continue to evolve and continue to learn to the day we die. You have to commit to a lifelong learning process. The world is changing. The world is dynamic. Things are happening. Real estate is changing. The way we make money is changing. Internet is influencing everything. The government, politics, all of these things are changing the world, and we have to adapt to be able to fight it as well. We have to adapt to be able to work against it if we need to, right? And the reality is your success is 100% up to you. So you need to commit to a lifelong of learning education, and it has nothing to do with school. It's your own thing. Every day you should be learning something new. And if you're not, well, you're falling behind. And the fourth thing is, well, this could be a make it or break it right here, is your circle. And I don't know how many times I've got to bang the drum on this, but you need to ditch your loser friends. And I don't care what age you are or where they come from or how long you've known them. You need to ditch your loser friends, because your loser friends are holding you back. If all your friends are fat and broke, I'm assuming you're fat and broke. If all your friends are fit, and focused on goals and focused on being good husbands and good fathers and good businessmen and making more money and building wealth for their families, guess what? You're going to be doing the same thing. That toxic person that's in your life, that every time that you leave that interaction, you're just like, God, I'm tired, man. And my energy is just, I need to take a nap after dealing with that. Those people can't be in your life. The only people that need to be in your life is when you hang out with a group of men, you leave them and you're like, I want to go conquer the freaking world. Those are the kind of relationships that you need to have. So here's the deal, guys. If you want to be a powerhouse of a man in your community, in your household, in your business, these four things will start. 30 days. I want you to try these 30 days. These four things, 30 days. Get fit, whatever that means to you. Lose weight, drop, you know, pick a goal. Lose weight, body fat percentage, put on some muscle, but 30 days, consistent training every single day for 30 days, no matter what. And maybe it's just 20 minutes of burpees and the freaking, that's all you have time for. Well, that's something. Burpees for 20 minutes is going to smoke your bag, man. That's going to be horrible. That's going to be a better workout than probably me lifting weights for freaking 90 minutes in the gym. Clear purpose, clear vision. Write that shit down. Commit to lifelong learning. Go get into a group. Go get into a mastermind. Sign up for something. Learn something. Push yourself. Go to YouTube University and start diving into a new subjects, things that you're interested in. Expand your horizon. And then ditch your loser friends. Your network is your net worth. They either come up with you, tell them what you're going to do. Hey, I'm going to drop all this weight off my gut. I'm going to save this much money. I'm going to make this much money. I'm going to do whatever. See if they come with you. And if they don't, the gap effect happens. And either you got to lower yourself back to their level, or they've got to rise to you, or you just ditch them. And that's the reality. Guys, this is what we're talking about in the Agogi. This is what the Agogi Crucible is. If you are ready for a test, I mean the test, if you want to test your mettle and see what you really, really have, and then also within 48 hours, have a plan for the next 12 months of your life. When you walk out of the Agogi Crucible, which is a 48-hour event for men running on November 17th, we are going to, no lie, we're going to push you. We're going to push you to past what you think you're capable of, but then we're also going to pour into you these traits and these tools so that when you go back home after that weekend, you know exactly what your next 90 days looks and exactly what your next 12 months looks like for the life that you want to build. It's called the Agogi Crucible. Message me, DM me, make a comment, we'll reply and get you hooked up. Other than that, get into the mentorship group. Let's start having these conversations. We'll see you guys in the next video. Never quit, never surrender, always forward. Peace.